Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
In Milwaukee, where authorities are responding to what's being reported as an active shooting situation at the Miller Brewing Complex. Within the last 5 minutes, federal and local authorities were still arriving at the brewery complex, which is operated by Chicago-based Molson Coors. Local reporters are quoting sources as saying there are multiple casualties in that shooting. An early report suggests the shooter may have been neutralized. We're on top of developments and we'll have updates as they come in.
Civil rights leaders are criticizing Chicago police over a controversial arrest after the deadly shooting of a nursing student at a Southside convenience store. Police arrested the victim's mother at the hospital where an ambulance took her daughter's body. WBBM's Jim Goodis is live on the newsline with that story.
J.F. Beeman was killed and four others were wounded, Lisa, when police say three people approached the store at 79th and Avalon and opened fire before fleeing. Police say Beeman's mother, Naisha Beeman, was arrested at the University of Chicago Medical Center after she pushed and kicked an officer. Elizabeth Jordan, an attorney with the ACLU of Illinois, says the arrest was inappropriate.
This is the worst day of this woman's life, and she's arrested at a hospital where her dead daughter is.
Jordan says Chicago police have a long history of treating crime victims and their families inappropriately. A police department spokesman says CPD is reviewing the concerns raised by the ACLU of Illinois. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Preservation Chicago is out with its Chicago 7 list. It's its 17th annual list of the 7 most endangered properties in the city.
Some of the buildings and sites you're probably very familiar with. The Thompson Center, which is up for sale. Jackson Park Midway Plaisance and the South Shore Cultural Center, which Preservation Chicago says will be adversely affected when the Obama presidential center comes in. Also on the Chicago 7 list, Chicago Town and Tennis Club in the city's West Ridge neighborhood.
It has these fabulous ballrooms that were once patronized by, you know, Hollywood celebrities that would come and play tennis at the Chicago Town and Tennis Club.
Ward Miller, executive director of Preservation Chicago, says they hope the new owners, Misericordia, will not tear it down. Steve Miller, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Several churches are offering Ash Wednesday services throughout the day, but one church has a more convenient way for those on the go.
In these bodies we shall live, and in these bodies we shall die.
Urban Village Church is taking the Ash Wednesday tradition outside the sanctuary.
They're glad they're out here because they can't get to their own service.
Pastor Christian Kuhn stood at Daly Plaza blessing those who passed by to start the season of Lent.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
There's good in their daily life. They see somebody standing out here, and that gives them a little hope in their day.
Kuhn says it's also a great way to introduce the church to others.
So it really gives us a good opportunity not only to be there for Christians, but for others who are curious and want to know more.
Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The city of Chicago's controversial tow program is being taken to court again. Joseph Wolowski knew he had unpaid parking tickets, but one day in 2018, his car was booted and towed. He couldn't afford to get it back and pay his tickets, so his new car that he still had a $17,000 loan on was sold and he never saw it again.
Now I'm forced with a dilemma. Either I pay off my tickets or I pay, you know, the bank or I pay my rent. And I had to make a decision on which way that was going to go.
Attorney J.C. Zolna says the city is unlawfully towing away cars and selling them.
Well, Mr. Wolowski is not a deadbeat. He's not a scofflaw. He was trying his best to earn a living and pay the tickets. He talked about the conundrum he was in. Does he pay the city parking tickets or does he pay the bank to keep his vehicle? And that story plays itself out every day in the city of Chicago.
A federal lawsuit names the city's tow contractor United Road Towing. It claims this has happened to more than 19,000 vehicles in 2017 alone. WBBM has reached out to the city and United Road Towing for comment.
There was extra security at Manuka Community High School this morning because someone made a bomb threat last night. Police made a safety sweep of the school and building and property this morning. No bomb was found.
Back in 1911, St. James Hospital opened in Chicago Heights, and since it's been demolished, scores of people are hoping to get a piece of it.
The bricks are of sentimental value. Franciscan health officials tell the Daily Southtown so many people ask how they could get a brick from the former St. James Hospital buildings, they decided to make them available to the public for a $10 donation to a charity, the St. James Fund. It provides transportation and medications to patients once they've been released by Franciscan health facilities. Felicia Middlebrooks, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.